Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast here on Wednesday, March the 6th, 2019. We are thankful that you have chosen to spend the half hour listening to the Refresh Radio program as we go through the biblical teachings on what does God's leadership look like in our life. And today we're going to be looking in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, if you want to begin to journey there, we are going to be looking at a couple of different portions of that and probably get into Proverbs as well. But first of all, I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you any air conditioning, heating, or electric repairs that you need done anywhere here in Brevard County, give the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric a call, 321-632-9538. I was speaking with Carla here a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday night, and she said, hey, someone from the Refresh Radio program called. And thank you for whoever that person was. We try and give very good recommendations here. I've had some people that that call and say, would you mention our particular product on the air? And I was like, you know, the only people I mention on here are people that have some sort of connection to Merritt Assembly of God, that I know the work that they do. And so I you know, there was a time when someone questioned this other person. They were wanting to use their name. And he said, gentlemen, every of all that I have left is my name. And so I want to make sure that the recommendations that I give to you are good, solid recommendations. And Dennis and Carla at Wyrick Air and their team, they will do a great job for you. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you have not written that number down, write it down, because you live in Florida. Sooner or later, you're going to have an air conditioning or an electrical problem that arises, a heater problem that arises, and you're going to want to call these people, and you're going to say, now, where is that number? And then you know, if you don't write it down, then you're going to have to listen to an entire week of programs here on the Refresh Radio program, because we mention each of these companies once a week. And so, that's not a bad thing, but if that can serve as a backup plan, you got to go to WMIEFM.com. Log on to their webpage, scroll down to the bottom, listen on demand, type in a date, and just start listening. And eventually you are going to find me mentioning Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Give them a call, 321-632-9538. Tonight is family night at Merritt Assembly of God. We have our youth that meets Wednesday nights at 7. That goes until 8 o'clock. And then we also have our adult Bible study. That takes place at 8 o'clock as well. Or 7 o'clock as well. It goes till 8 o'clock. And we would love to have you come and be a part of that. Bring your Bible, bring a notebook, and take notes. You know, a lot of people take notes and mark down little gems that are shared throughout that Bible study. And with that being said, let's take our attention to Psalm 119, the longest book in the Bible. Or the longest chapter in the Bible, the longest chapter and the longest book in the Bible, Psalm 119. And if you just open your Bible to about the middle of the book, you're going to find that you're pretty close to Psalm 119. It might not be exactly there, but you're going to be pretty close. Psalm 119, interesting thing about Psalm 119 is it is segmented with all of the various letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And so that's what those little divisions are there. Psalm 119, let's begin reading the first section. We're not going to go all the way through it. If someone tells you that you have to memorize an entire chapter, don't begin with Psalm 119. A couple of chapters before that, Psalm 117, it's only two verses. Start there. But Psalm 119, verse number 1 says this, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes, then I would not be ashamed. When I look into all your commandments, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly." The thing that I wanted to point out here in verse number 5 is that God leads us, he leads us or directs us to the place of spiritual obedience. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. I do believe that here in our modern times, that the understanding of the authority behind God's commands has been undermined. I believe that there's a lot of people who think when God speaks, it's a suggestion instead of a commandment. And here the psalmist, he begins verse number 15 expressing a longing inside of himself. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. There was something inside the psalmist that said, you know what? I am robbing myself whenever I do not follow the guidance and the direction that God has for our life. He commands us to that place, directs us to that place where spiritual obedience is going to be the result of it. One of the things that I've said on this program a number of times is the devil will lead you to failure. He will lead you to disaster, but God will always lead you to success. The devil sets you up to fail. God sets you up to succeed. And if we would allow God to direct us, he's going to bring us to that place of spiritual obedience. And obedience in level 1 is going to lead to obedience in level 2. He will continue to work in us, to will and to do his good pleasure. And so he comes and he says, I will direct you to that place where you are going to learn to obey me. And boy, is that tough. That's a tough place for us to get to in a Western civilized society where we don't want anybody telling us what to do. And we just want to do whatever we want to do. Like what the Bible says, every man did what was right in his own eyes. Folks, there are seriously divergent paths in America right now. There is a path that is racing one another to see how fast they can get to hell. And there's at least another path that is just like, well, don't bother me with all of that sort of stuff. I just want to stay in my little safe place here. And then there's another another path that is pressing into God. And I don't know about you, but that's the path that I want to be on. God needs to, and listen, on all those people on those other paths, God has the ability to reach them where they are and redirect their course so that they end up on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And so we need him to direct us. We need him to guide us. I don't know if you've ever been in one of those situations where you were having to follow the instructions of the voice that was speaking into your ear, to your ear. You weren't able to rely upon your visual input, your tactile input. You were just being told, okay, this is the way that you've got to go. If you want to reach the desired objective, you need to follow the directions that I give you in my voice. And for those of us who've walked with the Lord for a substantial period of time, we need to have the same mindset. Remember, the psalmist, worship leader, whenever you think of the Psalms, there's worship and singing that is going on. And as this person is writing, they're recognizing the value more and more. Oh, that God, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. I pray that God would birth that desire in each of us today. Now, I want to take you to verse 129. We're going to read another section, and it says, "Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law." Look at verse number 133. It says, "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me." So when I was in Fiji, I had taken a great number of sermons with me. I didn't know how many times I was going to be preaching. And so I took what I thought would be helpful and profitable. And I preached one message that I knew in my heart that I was supposed to preach that one from the time that I said yes to go. And I was asked to speak again less than 24 hours later. And so I went back to the hotel, and I began to look at the sermons that I had brought. And God said, I don't want you to preach on those. I want you to preach a brand new message. And so he began to download into my spirit a message on the Word of God. And I brought them through Psalm 119 and the progressive understanding of the Word of God and the mindset that we needed to have towards the Word of God. And it ended up being a powerful message, or powerful altar time afterwards as well. And one of the passages here that I shared was in verse number 133, "Direct my steps by your word." God's word is one of the most basic tools that he gives us as far as leading us and directing us in the proper path. Okay? But it wasn't until I prepared for the radio program here with the understanding that, you know, I just go back, I do all sorts of research, and I say, okay, God, I don't want to share, you know, what's on my heart. I want to share what's in your word. And so I come with a blank slate. It's like, God, I want your word to speak to me. And as I was putting this Leadership of God series, I realized how important the word of God is, but that guidance principle also has purpose. A lot of times we don't necessarily think about the purpose of something. One of the movies that I saw growing up, and you know, it's not that I necessarily believe everything in the movie or anything like that. It is fantasy, but it was a movie that really expressed how frustrated we get when we don't realize what the purpose is. And that was Ralph Macchio and the Karate Kid, and wax on and wax off, and how he had been trained to respond to various attacks and defend off and to be defensive successfully, just because he got to he got so used to going through this one particular motion that all of a sudden, whenever an attack came, the muscle memory was there, and he would be able to wax on or wax off, and only it wasn't just going through the motion anymore. It was actually something that he understood had a purpose. Let me share with you a couple of purposes of allowing the Word of God to lead us and to guide us. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. I've hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So his word keeps us from violating the commands of God. You see, if you've never understood the ramifications of sin, if you've never understood the price tag of sin, you won't understand that sin grieves God's heart. It is painful. The reason that it brings such pain to him is because he knows that sin is going to bring such tremendous pain and agony into our life, and he does not like to see us miserable. He does not like to see us, his prized creation, hurt or injured or attacked. He doesn't like it. That's why Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He attacks the brethren. He attacks the church. He attacks humanity because he realizes that as God's pinnacle creation, nothing brings God more displeasure than seeing his people attacked. And there's coming a day when all of that is going to be dealt with. So your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Say, okay, well, sin's really not that big of a deal. Let me take you back to Psalm 119, verse number 133, so that you see what the ultimate goal of sin is. Direct my steps according to your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. God's word leads us so that sin, rebellion, iniquity, none of those things will result in us being in bondage to them. Okay? You don't want to surrender your God-given authority over to the devil, who is a taskmaster who will use his authority that we've surrendered to him to ultimately destroy us. You cannot bargain with the devil and come out on the right end. Now, if you are listening to the sound of my voice today and you recognize that you have an area in your life that you thought you were controlling it, but only now you realize that it is controlling you, I want to let you know this tremendous news. God is able to forgive. God is able to deliver from the strongholds of sin so that he can restore you back to the God-given authority that you were supposed to have. If you will follow his leadership, which he has given to us in the Word of God. He's put it right there and he says, this is the way that I want to lead. A lot of people want to be led by a thus saith the Lord that someone speaks into their life, but I will tell you from observation that a person who will not pay attention to the thus saith the Lord in the written Word of God that is forever settled in heaven and on earth, not one jot, not one tittle is ever going to pass away, not one least stroke of the pen is ever going to pass away. If you won't pay attention to this, then you are not going to pay attention to a thus saith the Lord that is uttered verbally. And if you don't know the written Word of God, you ultimately are not going to recognize God's voice, and so the devil would be able to lead you astray by making you think you're following God and not realizing that you're actually in violation of the Word of God. I've known way too many examples of people who set aside the mandates of God and they thought that this path that they were choosing was the right path, and it was the wrong path. Please hear me today. God wants us to know his word, because his word is going to prevent us from surrendering the authority that he intended for us to actually be used against us, because sin wants to have dominion over you. But God wants you set free. One more verse today. Take you over to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, which is a great, great chapter in and of itself. But we're just going to limit ourselves here to a very small portion today. Verse number 20. Proverbs chapter 6. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in her heart, in your heart, nor let her allure you with your eyelids, for by means of a harlot a man is reduced to a crust of bread. An adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. If there was one area that Solomon was an absolute expert on, he was an expert on the destruction that could come because of unfaithful relationships. He had watched it take place in his father's household. And listen, 700 wives and 300 concubines, that's a whole lot of something's not seriously right there. And what Solomon says is, I want you to listen to me. I want you to take the commandments that I give to you, the law of God, I want you to take it and I want you to bind yourself to them. I don't want you to have a flippant relationship with the Word of God. I want you to bind them continually in your heart to where it's not a, I've got to do this because of the letter of the law, but you bind them on your heart so that you have a heart to do the commandments of God. He says, put them around your neck, and when you roam, they will lead you. Okay? And so there was supposed to be an internal manifestation and an internal appreciation of the Word of God. And there was supposed to be some sort of external representation so that you were constantly reminded of the wisdom principles, so that when you were asleep, the Word of God was still ruling and reigning in your heart. And when you were awake, the Word of God was being imparted into your life, and it was lighting up your path, and it was all designed to prevent you from the way of destruction. Instead, the Word of God, walking in a appreciation for the Word of God and having it become a part of our spiritual DNA, so that we recognize what a tremendous gift God has given to us. And it says that it's a reproof. It reproofs of instruction are the way of life to keep you from the evil woman, the flatterer, the seductress, the allurer. God, it says, I will keep you from being lured away from someone who is not spiritually right. I will keep you from being led astray by someone who has a unique gift of speaking. I will keep you from being led astray by the lusts of the eyes. God wants to lead us. His Word. Listen, if you don't get anything else out of this series on how God leads us, get this one thing. God leads us in accordance with and in agreement with His eternal Word. Let's let Him lead us by His Word. God bless you. Have a marvelous day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.